Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Baddies!
Hello.
Welcome to a Roast Him Tuesday, where we don't take no shit from him no mo. I'm so over this. Why, as women, do we think we are the superior breed?
We have the pussy.
For sure. That's the end. That's where it's, you're right.
Done. Like, your like, honor, done.
Your case closed.
Case closed.
I mean, why as women do we not value ourselves more that we put up with some shit?
I don't know. I think it's like, I really think girls just like are not willing to let go. And they're like, well, I can fix him. Everyone's a fucking project.
Fixer.
Everyone thinks they work at HGTV and they're a fucking DIY house flipper. This is a man, not a fucking 1972 center colonial. Okay. You can't fix him. You can't.
I hate you.
Fucking kidding me.
It's true though. And like, why do we feel like it's our job to change them? Like, there are men out there that are just fine the way they are.
I'm guilty of this.
But
I'm a fixer.
Yeah.
I'm a fixer. I find project.
Yeah,
I
you
do
did.
This. I fucking think I'm that woman who's married to that guy.
So like,
has her own TV show.
If your last project was a project, then like what happened? Your house collapsed? Like,
yeah. No, it did not sell.
It did not
hit the market.
Like, what just happened? Like it got like moldy.
The flip did not work. They found water damage.
Moldy dick.
Yeah.
I think some of it is you do put in a lot of work and effort into these men.
Yeah.
And then you're committed and you're just like, fuck, I've already, you know, I worked on this project a long time. I'm not going to give up now.
Yeah, because I'm no quitter.
Yeah, we're not quitters. So like part of that I understand. Then I think the other part is a lot of time women, like, it's hard to see, like, in that moment, it feels like this is the best I can do. And I, you know what I mean? And then also, too, some of these men, and we're going to hear stories, they convince you don't deserve more. And you do. It's 2022. You do. Like, if I'm running a campaign right now, that's my thing. Like, yes, you can.
You do. Yes, you do.
Yes,
Jessica
you do.
Romano Calcione. Yes, you do. 2022. Yes, you do.
2022. Yes, you do. I'm just saying.
I would vote for you.
What are we doing here, ladies? Like, the stories you're about to hear, some of them are so horrific.
And I would like to let you know before we start this episode, I am going to be a 100% hypocrite in this episode because everything that I'm going to be yelling at you for, I have done as well.
Oh, absolutely. So have I.
This is why the show is called Bad Example.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear.
It takes a little perspective, though, and clarity to... Yeah. To be able to see what we see and to
it's
be able
like
to give
hindsight.
Advice. It is. Hindsight
is 2020. Yeah, I look back and I'm like, wow, there were so many red flags in my marriage. LOL. Heavy on the LOL.
Yes. Have we both made mistakes? Mm. Of course. We're human and we're a sucker for that dick.
Yeah. That's really what the problem here is. As much as we want to be like, we hold the power. When you, there's a lot of ugly, short, chode, not thick enough dicks out there. So when you find one that's beautiful, you're like, really not trying to let that one go.
A lot of chodes out there.
A lot of chodes out there. Yeah, you just don't want to let that go because you're like, it was so good though. I've literally stayed because I was like, yo, it's so good.
The dick can be...
And I don't...
Mesmerizing?
Dickmatized.
Dickmatized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really can be.
Dickmatizing.
It's dickmatizing. So, like, I get that part of it, too. You know, there's a lot going on why we stay and why we deal with what we do. But in 2022, we're not doing it no more.
No, we're done.
I'm done listening to these stories. The first caller we're going to talk to has dealt with some shit, but I think she's a good example of, like, enough. Like,
okay.
To how to be
like
done.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear her.
Let's hear her.
I'm very interested because I would like to know, like, what pushed her over the edge.
Okay, baddies, we have Bella on the phone. And actually, I do want to give you some background on Bella because Bella, I've seen her picture, is really pretty. I just want to say, like, what you look like when men are bad, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Men don't cheat up. They're not like us.
Oh, no. They cheat down. They're like, I have a fucking porterhouse steak, but McDonald's sounds bomb.
Exactly.
They're like, what? Ground meat from roadkill? Take it.
Exactly. Done. There's no, like, I've done that before where I look at a girl and I go, what does she have that I don't? But it has nothing to do with that.
Nothing. It's instant pussy that they want right now. That's all it is.
Instant pussy.
Instapuss.
Instapuss. It's like an oatmeal. Yeah. Instapuss.
Instapuss.
So, Bella, what? You were dating this guy. What gave you, like, the feeling that something was going on?
You know, I don't know. We were just having a good conversation on the phone. And I was like, something in my gut just tells me this motherfucker is cheating on me. Well, okay. So, background story. I knew the girl somewhat.
Okay.
So, we were following each other on Instagram. And me being the creeper that I am, saw that they unfollowed each other. So before the conversation was going on, I was like, let me just question this because I don't know. I just have this weird intuition. So I asked him about it and he denied. He said he hasn't talked to her in years. So I was like, all right.
Years.
Hung up the phone and DM'd this girl and was like, hi, random question. I know it's been forever. And this girl wasn't giving me any details about anything. She was just like, you know, let's meet up one day.
Yeah, she was being
she didn't want anything in writing.
Yes, smart.
Yeah, she don't want anything in writing. She's like, I'll tell you everything, but I don't want it in writing.
Yeah, so yeah, she right. Bella sent me this conversation.
She knows. she knows that girl's been to court. She knows proof is in the writing.
So first of all, Bella was following his Instagram. She noticed they unfollowed each other and she noticed one of his friends followed her randomly. And it was just, I get it. It's too much. What's the connection if she's not in your life? If you haven't seen her for years.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? So she DMs this girl, which is like amazing. And
that's a Tracy move.
She says she really is tight-lipped and she's saying like, I'll meet up with you. But she does say the famous line, if you have to ask, you already know.
Oh, God. Hit me like a bullet.
Yeah.
That's the most say nothing with saying everything quote. Mm-hmm. Like, it or that, or I think it's something you should hear from him. Those are the two giveaways that your man is fucking around.
Yep.
So what did you do? So you DM'd her. You talked about meeting up. Did you meet up?
Right. And she honestly had no idea about me this whole summer either. So she thought I was asking about like re-meeting him recently and like hooking up again. So I was like, can you give me a timeline of what went down? And she said, I was seeing him from March until September. Meanwhile, I was seeing him from March until basically, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so she would be going to his games one weekend, and I would be going to his other games. I even asked his best friend what size Lululemon he was so I can get him a freaking birthday gift, and no one confessed anything. Just you know, the usual cheater. You know, I love you. I love you.
That's just so next level scum.
But the thing is, like, I always drilled him about this same person, and the answer was always, no, 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 why are you asking this? And then he would drill me about certain people, and I know why he drilled me, because he was insecure about fucking her.
He's guilty. Guilty Whoa. Conscience. They always ask you. They always put it on you. Somehow Whoa. You're to blame.
Bella, so you met up with this girl, right?
Yep.
Was it so weird? Like, where'd you go? Coffee?
I went to coffee.
Did you like walk in? Like, do you
the
like
the ultimate cheater?
Do you
spot?
Hug? Like, what do you do? You like high five, shake when you see each other? Like, what's the action?
Honestly, we sat there and we laughed for like 6 hours. Just at that point, it's comical. Like, it's comical. You're like confused, but also like you want to laugh about it to ease the pain a little bit.
Yeah, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. I've been there many times. You don't laugh, you cry.
I mean, Tracy, 6 hours with the. To get that time,
but I've done this. I've been you, Bella. I've literally been like, listen, I have no problems with you. I just gotta know, like, just be upfront with me, and yep. we could be cool, me and you. Like, I have absolutely no problems with you. Just tell me the truth. Then you make a new friend.
I've done best friends.
Oh my god! I didn't see it going there. But what a fucking twist of events.
So, what is the game plan? Like, once you gather, because you did everything right, you gathered.
Yeah, you gathered the information.
Mm-hmm.
Like the evidence.
The evidence. This is Tracy's big this on the evidence.
I am. Yes. I will never not come with receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
So you got the receipt. Advice. You got a full person receipt. Like,
yeah, human receipts.
So then we went, so the coffee shop closed, and then we went back into our car. She FaceTimes this kid while I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and she basically is like, yeah, so Bella DM'd me, and she's asking me weird questions, and he just was like confused and denied everything again, and she was like, okay, goodbye.
Did your heart just drop, like sink? Like, oh. It's one thing for her to say, like, we've been doing X, Y, and Z, but for her to call him so nonchalantly and him just answer, like, it really is.
Yeah.
That feeling sucks.
Instant gratification. When you're just like, wow, he picked up like so casually. That means you guys talk all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Like, it confirmed, like, we knew she wasn't full of shit, but like, but damn, like, this actually happened. And to hear him talk to her, like, that just must have, it's painful.
Yeah. No, it definitely hit hard. But what I did learn from this was, you know, trust your gut with everything, and you're never wrong.
So let me ask you this. How did you blow up? Like, what did you do after, like, once you had all the evidence, what'd you do?
So I took a long hour drive home because that's how far I drove to meet this girl.
Girl, what a hero. What a hero.
And I'm thinking of all the things I want to say. I'm like, do I go hard from the jump? Do I like play it cool and then go in? So I called him when I was in bed, and I acted like nothing happened. And I'm like, hey, babe, like, how was your day? And he's like, I went to the batting cages. Like, I ate dinner. I was like, okay, that's nice. I was like, you know what? I still have this weird intuition about Jennifer. Like, I don't know. Like, can you please just, if you have to confess, just confess now. And he's like, no, I told you a million times I don't have to confess. So I was like, all right, well, guess who I went out to coffee?
Three strikes, you're out, bitch. Don't you know the game?
He panicked. He went psycho, panicked. How did you do this? You guys plotted this on me.
You're crazy.
Yeah, did he drop the you're crazy line?
You're crazy is my favorite.
I was like, I'm done. Like, I have nothing left to say to you. Like, if you could confess the 1 million times, like, goodbye.
Yeah.
So he tried fighting his way back in, but he was like, I'm going to lose a friend. I'm like, a fucking friend? I'm not your friend.
Yeah. You don't do this. It's like...
What?
It's psychotic. It's bad enough. Cheating is bad. But having like two people that you love, no remorse.
Sociopathic.
It's sociopathic. Like, what makes you think you deserve these two people?
Exactly. Like, two good people, because she was very sweet.
You know what? There's only two people wrong in this situation, and it's him and his mom for letting him think that he's something special his whole life. Yeah, it's just him and her.
They're the
fucking villains here.
There's an episode of Bluey, for my moms out there, young moms out there, where the parent tells his daughter, you're the most special kid in the world. And
liar.
All day long, the kid's such an asshole.
Yep, liar.
Because the kid actually believes the most special kid in the world. We need to do better raising our sons, because you're not the most special. Now you have nothing. You went from like beautiful Bella, fucking nice tits Jennifer.
Yep.
To jerking it solo.
Yeah. How that extra 15 minutes in the shower feel?
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Like, now you have nobody. It's insane. And so what did you do? You blocked him?
Yeah, blocked him on everything.
But I'm really proud of you for like doing that, because a lot of girls like won't do that. They'll be like, oh, I just want to like still keep up on his stuff. Like blocking him, like I had the ways I had to convince my friends in the past to like just block him. Block him on Instagram, Facebook, his number. He can't call you. He can't text you. Like let him go so far as he needs to like download WhatsApp to get in contact with you. Like make it so that he can't reach you.
I will say blocking 100% helps the healing process. Like now I don't have that inkling to be like, oh, let me just answer this one text. Like maybe he really does care. No, like he showed me his true colors. I'm blocking him. Now he can't try to come back into my life. And that is like, helping me so much.
Yeah. Block him is like the most
2022
powerful
motto.
Yeah. It's like, it doesn't stop. That's the ultimate get the fuck out of here.
Don't you think that you also went from being like the not powerful one in this relationship because he obviously was, you know, making all the moves, to now, like, now you left the relationship, you're in control.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
By you blocking,
exactly,
you have the power back. It ends with you having the power. And however you move forward, it's all up to you. And it's not, he doesn't get to decide you anymore.
Yeah, like even if you were to run into him when you were out, like he should be the one who's nervous to come say hi to you because you are the one who holds the power at this point. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, like you could be like, oh my God, look who's here. And it doesn't bother you, but he'll be like, oh my God, look who's here. Should I go say something to her? Like, it'll literally be such a mind fuck. Guys don't know how to handle rejection. Like, girls are handling it so well because we're so used to rejection. We've developed like a almost like a game plan against it. Like, guys just truly don't know how to take it. That's why there's some guys are so scared to hit on you because they can't handle it. But like, when they've been rejected, they've been blocked, they've been like shut out, like they truly don't know how to handle it.
100%.
That's when their obsession with you becomes so severe because they're like, wow, I had it and now I lost it and I can't get it back. It's the can't get it back that really
like I this is set in stone
control.
Can I just show you what she looks like? Just because like it infuriates me. She should be enough.
So cute. Yeah, what an idiot.
What a fucking idiot. She's not enough. She's not enough.
She's literally, you guys, she's literally like the perfect mix of like sexy nature girl and like like can get dressed up and go, like, perfect example. Yeah, like she's not too much. You know how I'm like too much?
Yes.
Like
yes.
I go from like homeless to drag.
Tracy's like too much.
You know how I'm like, yeah, you know how I'm like, wow, like what the fuck? Where is this girl going? This girl is not like that. She's like the girl you could hang out with your boys, your mom by yourself. Like
she can talk baseball with you.
Yeah,
like
I'm not
and
that
she's
girl.
Hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what did what did that fucker say to you? He was like, she's like, I really like talking to the other girl, but I love sleeping with you. That's what he said.
Oh,
to her.
No. Oh, like, my
I'm
God.
I'm emotionally attached to her, but I'm sexually attracted to you. I was like, oh, that makes me feel so
good. Thank you.
That doesn't help the situation.
Basically, I have good pussy. Thank you. I'll take that with me. I'll take that with me. I'll
like,
wrap
men
it up
are
with
so
a nice
sick.
Bow.
Men are so sick. Like, did he expect her to be like, oh, we cool then? Like, what?
Yeah, I have an emotional, I don't have an emotional connection to you, but goddamn, the sex is good. That's what he said to you.
Basically.
Fucking wow. Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. It's so fucked. If we're taking a lesson from Bella, and we should, because there's a few things here. One, it's really not you. It has nothing to do with you. You could be sweet, successful, beautiful, whatever it is. Yeah. Like, the reason he cheats, the reason he's an asshole, it has literally nothing to do with you, you know? And the second thing is like, once you gather your evidence and it's there in front of you, he doesn't always deserve a platform. He doesn't deserve to harass you for weeks and months afterwards trying to get you back. Sometimes
block him.
Yeah, the blocking
sometimes
is good.
Sometimes just disappearing will mind fuck them so bad that they don't know how to like behave. Like, it's not even like, I want closure with him. Sometimes closure is like your worst enemy because closure still means that they have like a little bit of an entryway to get in.
Absolutely.
I've said so many times, no, I'm just going to go get my lipstick back. Like, I need that $6 lipstick. Bitch, why'd you shave?
Yeah, I know it's hard. You want
why'd you
see
shave?
Him.
You know why you're going over there.
Yeah.
No,
you want it.
Don't get the lipstick back. Just be like, didn't work out for me. End it. It'll fucking confuse the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. He won't know what hit him.
And you know what might actually happen? Maybe the next girl, maybe he'll actually learn a lesson. Maybe he'll actually treat the next person right. Because what happens a lot of times is the girls stay around, right? For weeks, months, years.
Like, I could say whatever to get her back.
The guys never learn. The guys are like, oh, look at me. I had two relationships and she's still in my life. Like, maybe he'll actually learn if I don't want to lose somebody forever. Literally, like, he can't reach you. Like, I'm going to be a better person. Probably not because I think he's terrible. But
there's always that chance.
But if anybody's going to teach him, it ain't his mama.
No.
It's Bella.
It's Bella. Be the Bella.
Be the better Bella. Well, sorry this happened to you. You deserve better. And you will get better. I really think that you put that out in the universe, you know?
Yeah. No, I know when to read the red flags.
Yeah, but like, don't you feel like so like good about it? You literally came, saw, conquered. You were like, I feel some type of way. I'm going to hit her up.
Within
I'm gonna
24 hours.
I'm going to get some coffee. I'm going to make a new friend. And I'm going to block this motherfucker. And like, it literally just like snowballed.
Yep, I was going to go out there and see him like a week, well, soon. And thank God I didn't book that trip, honestly.
Yeah.
And like, Bella's so sweet, she just kept going, I got him a gift. How could he? I was going to bring a gift.
I can't.
I was going to come bearing gifts. I know. Mm-hmm. You're going to get somebody awesome.
You'll feel
I know
so
it.
Much better. Yep. Like, I've been there where I'm like, I don't even know, like, how to move on from this relationship. Like, even if it wasn't a full-blown relationship, you're like, I literally just don't know how to go about my day without talking to this person I was with on the phone with all day. And then all of a sudden, you're like, nah, fuck it, I'm good. And then the next guy comes in and you're like, who? Who's that? Like, I'm dealing with that now. Like, somebody that I was hooking up with is literally trying to, like, FaceTime me, trying to get back with me. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. And I'm like, oh, that's a shame.
And how many teammates are on a baseball team? Just saying.
Yeah. Run through his friends. Also, fuck his friend.
Also, around the bases.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for telling us your story, Bella. Bye.
This literally happened with me.
Men are, like, you know this better than anybody. Men are, some of them are
so fucked.
So they're literally sociopaths. Like a therapist, if you took this boy to therapy, would be like, you are so fucked.
You're beyond repair.
Beyond
we
repair.
Need you need to be in a psychiatrist. Also.
A psychiatrist, yes. Like a psychiatrist would need years of work with this dude. And that's what I think some of us don't understand when we're with these men. Like, they're fucked. It's like that behavior. It's not just like, oh, boys being boys. Like, it's psychotic.
I hate that boys being boys thing. Because, like, want to watch me be a boy? I'll play it way better. And I'll steal your girl.
And you won't get caught.
And I won't get caught. Watch me.
I mean, he couldn't like be like, oh, I talked to her like last week. Like, I haven't talked years.
Like, you can't just like, he could have easily kept Bella and been like, listen, sometimes I talk to her. Mm-hmm. I always have had this emotional connection with her. I really do apologize. It's something that I'm not proud of and I will try to work on. And if it means something to you, I won't talk to her anymore.
Done.
She literally could have probably worked with that.
Yeah, she would have. I know,
like,
she would have.
Listen, I get it. You have emotional connections to some people that you're just never going to get over. But like, you got to focus on me. Let me know. Like, if you don't want to be in this, I don't want to lose you. No problem. Mm-hmm. They could have easily. It's like communication. Men truly don't understand communication.
Instead,
like,
deny.
Easiest girl to date. I'm the easiest because I'm just like, I'm not going to ask you, are you with some girl? Are you with girls right now? Blah, blah. All your boys are single. Of course you're with girls right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I'm not crazy like that. But at the same time, like, there's got to be a respect level somewhere. There's got to be a line somewhere. Like, you just can't cross that line. I don't know. I really don't. I feel like it's unfortunate, but like, I went through the same exact thing with the guy and I literally called the girl and we put him on three-way. And now me and her are
it's
cool.
It's the greatest feeling.
It really is.
Should be the other lesson to take away from this. Is sometimes the other girl is not your enemy.
The girl is never your enemy. Yeah. Even if she knows about you, she's still not in the relationship with you.
Right.
So if she's your friend, definitely a whore. Bury that bitch. But if she's not your friend, she's the other woman. Either she knows about you or she doesn't know about you. It doesn't matter. She doesn't owe you shit.
She owes you nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's him. And always, always the girl's like, I'm going to fight her, blah, blah, blah. For what? For you to get back with him?
Right. For him to do
like,
it again.
Aren't you embarrassed? Like,
all right. If you're not annoyed enough right now, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we get back, your blood is going to boil because when you hear these stories of what we've been dealing with as a society of women, some of these stories are so similar. We've had enough. What's the motto, Trey? I don't even remember. I'm the worst candidate
ever. Something about 2022.
Something about who we blew in 2022. Yeah,
I think that's how it went. Vote for us.
I'll be right back.
Vote for us.
Hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Baddies, it's February. Love is in the air. And while romance is great, it's good to give your brain some love too. Now, this sounds like it's going to be perverted, but it's really not, because this is all about treating yourself, right? Giving yourself a mental spa day and taking care of yourself. And sometimes playing a game, it's as simple as playing a game, can give you that relaxation and recharge that you need. And because it's February and it's Treat Yourself Month, why not treat yourself to some Best Fiends? Baddies, you know where I'm going with this. You've played Best Fiends with us before, but if you haven't, let me tell you a little bit about Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play. Whether you have a few minutes or a few hours, Best Fiends is the perfect puzzle game to unwind with because you're having so much fun. The game features tons of cute characters that help you solve thousands of fun puzzles. And the more you play, the more characters you collect. The more you win, the more challenges you face. New characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time. And there are tons of fun events where you can win huge, huge in-game rewards. You know, love is in the air. It's Valentine's Day, so now the Fiends are going to get really cute. If you've never played Best Fiends before, this is the month to join. Tracy and I both love Best Fiends because we love competition. Ready to give your brain some TLC this month? Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. You know, I know not everybody, but those of us on the East Coast, aka New Jersey, it is cold. Like, it is ice chilly cold. Like, we can really use a break. I mean, it just hurts to be alive outside. And if I'm going to go away somewhere, I want an all-inclusive vacation. I want drinks, food, fun, everything. I want CheapCaribbean.com because I'm all about that all-inclusive life. I get more food, more drinks, and more fun for less money with less worries. Basically, with Cheap Caribbean, you're going to get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Cheap Caribbean has great deals on all-inclusive beach vacations throughout the Caribbean. Where do you want to go? Central America, Mexico, Cancun, Jamaica, Punta Cana, Aruba. Where do you want to go? Cheap Caribbean will take you there. Book today and get a next level beach vacation by Breathless Resorts and Spa by Amra Collection. Less money, less worries, more beach when you book at CheapCaribbean.com. Get out of the cold. Go someplace warm where you can relax and just love yourself. That is the theme this month. CheapCaribbean.com. All right, we're talking about HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? You're going to get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Let me tell you something, folks at home. My husband doesn't cook, and this month we got three new HelloFreshes, and I said to him, hey, babe, guess what, babe? I said, babe, I'm gonna give you the HelloFresh instructions. It has pictures and you're gonna cook dinner and I'm gonna clean up. And he said, okay, babe, I could do it, babe. And guess what? He fucking did it and dinner was delicious. And another thing I do all the time, and my husband does, I'm like, oh, let's cook this tonight. And I go to the store and I forget something simple. You don't have to deal with that with HelloFresh because HelloFresh gives you everything you need to make an amazing meal. HelloFresh is actually 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal. And on average, you can save over $65 a month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, fit and wholesome, family friendly, and gourmet options. Plenty, plenty of variety for whatever you need. Baddies, now's the time to try HelloFresh because when you go to HelloFresh.com/example16 and use code example16, you are going to get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Go to HelloFresh.com/example16 and use code example16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. This is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Wide leg jeans, chunky sneakers, everything old is new again. Girlfriend Collective means that literally because they turn plastic bottles and other waste that would end up in a landfill into something to wear. Working out is hard enough, so you might as well make what you're wearing an easy decision. Girlfriend Collective makes sustainable, soft, supportive activewear that feels as good as it looks, so you can look forward to moving your body. Let me tell you about Girlfriend Collective because I just got my order and I am obsessed, okay? Imagine knowing what you're wearing isn't coming from some big box service that is ruining the earth. You know, it really does feel good to do something good for this planet and for yourself. And you're doing both of those things with Girlfriend Collective. And let me tell you, the bra that I got was so soft. I mean, I hate wearing bras because I hate feeling like I can't breathe or I'm uncomfortable. And this bra was soft, flexible, breathable. I love it. The pants, same thing. Smooth. I just love them. And they made a customer for life, honestly, out of me. And here's the other thing that I really love about Girlfriend Collective. So size extra, extra small to 6XL. Girlfriend Collective has taken my breath away because finally workout clothes for everybody. Everybody wants to be active and healthy, whether you're big or small. It's not about that. It's about feeling good on the inside and feeling good on the outside. But, you know, sometimes our clothes hinder us from doing that. And Girlfriend Collective took note. They understood the assignment. For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/bad examples. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/bad examples. Girlfriend.com/bad examples. All right. So we're going to roast your men because we're in that mood today. Yeah. We're not taking shit. We're not taking shit no more. I want to start with fucking Dan. Dan, why did you run off and marry my best friend when you were engaged to me?
Well, Dan the man.
Dan, you were also sleeping with her sister? Dan?
This is a soap opera. Nuh-uh.
Dan, I don't know what kind of magical dick you have, but I hope somebody chops that shit off.
That shit is pretty, obviously.
You don't deserve it. You don't deserve that dick. And I really do. I hope one day it just fucking falls off. Because this motherfucker, are you kidding me? You were proposed to somebody. What are you doing? What is wrong with everybody? Fucking Dan. Okay, we got Jay. Jay bought rims for his Buick while he watched me pay for our entire wedding. Dumped.
Wow.
He bought rims for his Buick. I'm sorry, isn't a Buick like an old person car?
I can't.
Like, doesn't your grandpa drive a Buick?
I think, yeah, Buick is not. That was handed down to him. That was given to him in the
will.
Can't
get rims for my Buick.
Right, this girl said, we'll just call him Meth Pelican.
Meth Pelican?
He would basically get coked out and DM my friends pictures of his dick. I'm just gonna leave that one right there.
What a fucking asshole. Who does that?
Oh my God. This woman gives first and last names.
I want to hear them. Yeah.
Okay. Together for 7 years, a police officer, and cheated on me for 2 years with his sergeant, who was married to another officer there, called off wedding 2 months before date and denied all of it with all the proof and still to this day denies it, yet he married her. His name's Matt Barbani, Beverly Hills police officer, and Liz Elizabeth Albanese, his wife.
Something.
This bitch said something. She woke up and chose violence today.
That's in Beverly Hills, you said?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills PD, they're just all fucking because there's nothing else to do. Listen, they're all just like, go into the squad room and everyone's just like a big orgy.
Matt and Liz, good luck.
Oh my God.
Because I just outed you so bad.
Like, you're an officer of the law.
Of the law.
You took a vow. Like, you're supposed to have morals in, like, your morals. Life. You just fucking everybody.
It's literally had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband because they fucking everybody out here.
If that's what's going on in the squad room, what's happening elsewhere?
I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't. That gave me a headache.
Brian Sanchez is a narcissist who cheated on me in Texas.
Texas.
Brian Sanchez. You know what I say? Fuck you. Fuck you, Brian Sanchez.
Yeah.
The whole state of Texas hates you and New Jersey.
His name was Matt and he bought me Hydroxycut and told me I had 2 months to lose the weight or he's out.
Matt, I'm sorry. None of these are funny.
Matt.
They're not funny.
What's funny
is that these guys think that they...
I thought that was going to work. Like...
First of all,
that has
any good person that's trying to lose weight knows Hydroxycut ain't doing it. Anybody that's trying to lose weight knows Hydroxycut ain't it.
Oh my God.
How about this guy, Nick? Nick, you're such a loser. Listen to what Nick used to do.
Oh, Nick.
My ex Nick used to take pics off Pinterest and expensive things like Louis Vuitton, Yeezys, Rolex, and post them like they were his, even though he worked at Aeropostale and couldn't afford them. Nick,
what?
Grow up, Nick.
What?
Get a fucking real job. Posting Rolexes and it took them from the internet. Page of Corey's book.
I don't know him, sis. Sean went through his phone. He attempted to order a hooker off Back Pages at 2 a.m. Oh, Sean.
Oh, Sean. What are we doing, Sean?
Told me I wasn't a virgin because I didn't bleed. 17 years ago still hurts.
Roast him, Trey.
Brian. That's small dick energy.
That is such small dick energy. Oh, Lord. First of all, not just small dick energy. It's like, did you miss phys ed? What is it called?
Physical education of the body.
It's not called physical education.
Yeah, we learned it. We learned it in gym class with our health teacher. It was physical education of the body.
No, it was. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I for sure thought you just pulled that out of your
head. No, they would take you out of gym and bring you to the health room where the health teacher would talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Use health.
Yeah, but we got like taken out of
I feel like you just made up of the body, but that's fine. Until you find me paperwork.
John, he decided to end things on Christmas while his daughter and I had COVID. Oh, okay.
And that's nice. That's sad, but... And the people you love are sick and you abandon them. That's really nice. John, typical. Zach ghosted me after 9 months of dating for no reason. What do you have?
He gave me chlamydia and then told me I got it from sharing eyeliner.
Please tell me there's a name there.
No, I'm dying for it. I really wish there was a name.
What the fuck? Men will tell you any shit. They just pull shit out of their ass.
Oh my God.
If this was Facebook, we'd be getting flagged so much for all the men hate. But fuck them all. Fuck them all. Who says that to somebody?
My ex-husband used to park at the end of our street where I could see him from the window, by the way. He would call his side bitch before getting home. And of course, in the driveway with his Bluetooth on, loud as fuck in the truck so I could hear her. I knew he was doing this because the dumbass would pull up in the driveway and I could always hear what she was saying.
Dude, that is, you know what? Like when Denny comes home from work, I hear him outside listening to fantasy football. I could hear the radio from the house.
She better.
Imagine just you hear some bitch. She better. What are you doing? Oh, they're so stupid. You know what it is? They're entitled. They don't even try to hide
it. I told you, it's because of their moms. He had 3 girlfriends, a mistress, and a wife, and he's the head baseball coach at NJIT. Not NJIT.
This sport.
Baseball. I feel
you're not.
It too.
It's not your gift to God that you know how to fucking catch a ball. Grow up.
You know what? I hope you all get Tommy John. The end.
Oh my. I hope you get Tommy John. I love you. I think it's more like I hope you need Tommy John surgery, but I love it.
Whatever.
I love it. I love the fact you said it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I hope that you need Tommy John surgery.
Oh my God.
And I hope the girl who got cheated on gets a Tommy and a John. Okay.
Adam Dunn. Now I feel like we're doing our Patreon names. Adam Dunnavant is telling me how I'm the one that got away and how sorry he is. I wonder what his wife would think of that. Go fuck yourself, Adam.
Fuck you, Adam.
Fuck you, Adam Devant.
Oh my God.
Hope your wife listens.
Hope that we are just destroying marriages.
Brett Brooks cheated on me for 3 years. Massive dick, terrible human.
Well, good for you. Brett, is it?
What an Instagram bio.
Bro. If he doesn't make that his Brett Tinder Brooks. Profile, he doesn't deserve Tinder. Massive dick, horrible person.
Brett Brooks, massive dick, terrible human.
That's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Also, I almost don't want to like keep that on this because I don't want to give him that credit.
Oh my gosh. There's too many. We had a house party together. Late night, we had sex in his bedroom. I fall asleep. I go outside at like 4 a.m. because I wake up and he's not in bed. He's having a threesome in the garage with a girl and his roommate. I was crushed. Took me years to get over him. Now, first of all right. So obviously that's very shocking. And I feel bad for this girl because to wake up in your own bed in the house you live with your man and he's having a threesome in the garage.
There's so many questions. First of all... The roommate is a bit major question. Crossing swords. In your garage. Where? On the hood?
On the Buick.
And a threesome?
And a threesome. So fucked. But like, the fact she wrote, it took me years to get over him. Everybody needs to Bella up.
Yeah, Bella up.
Bella up. Because once they've shown their true colors.
Like, what are you trying to get over?
Like a lizard. What are we doing here? Million. Like, he's having a threesome in the garage with his roommate. That enough is it's
There's
done.
There's so many red flags.
You got...
So it's almost too many red flags to count.
You know, like, and I get it hurts. I know it's painful. And I'm not better than you because I can get over things faster. I don't get over things faster. But I'm telling you to do it. It feels better. Nobody should be sad about this fucking loser
years,
for that long.
She said years.
Years.
That's absurd. Absurd. This guy not only had a threesome behind your back with his roommate in the garage. But with you
while you
there,
slept, while you
he
slept.
Couldn't give a fuck if you woke up.
He could have asked you to join. That would have been a gentlemanly thing
like,
to do.
I'm very offended. Like, where was my fucking invite? Like, what? Yeah, I mean, rude. Rude.
Rude. Just rude.
Had a baby with another woman, kept it secret for 15 months. That's Gil, bro.
skill.
That's another level.
It's another level. Dude, Carl. Okay, this one's not funny. I hope Carl's in jail. Burnt my eyes with second degree burns by throwing vinegar in my face.
Fuck you, Carl.
Like, if Carl's not in jail, he should be, but like, these are the men we cannot give power
leeway to.
Yeah, we just can't.
It like, has to end.
It has to end. What made him think that?
That's like throwing like a
sick
a Mazel Tov cocktail or whatever those things are called.
Sick.
Definitely not Mazel Tov. That means congratulations.
Mazel Tov! Burn your eyes!
What is it called?
Molotov cocktail.
Where's I don't know what it's called.
Where's Alan when you need him?
Yeah, this is what we need.
He'd be like, Alan would be like, not Mazel Tov.
No, wait. What is it called? Poisonous.
Poisonous?
Yeah. Poison cocktail.
Molotov cocktail.
What the fuck is it called?
Alan, if you know what she's talking about, use this space in the episode to just fill it in as you're editing, okay? Just say it so
you
we
know. You know what it's called. It's like a...
It's like a Molotov cocktail.
It's like a bomb that you throw at somebody. It's got like bleach and poison and everything on it.
No, it's just like gas. And it's a Molotov cocktail.
You throw things like that at people?
No, you don't. It kills them. It burns their skin. It's got like acid in it.
It's got gas in it.
It's like some Breaking Bad shit.
Wait, yes, acid cocktail.
Molotov cocktail.
I'm looking it up.
Your Google search is going to be fucked.
Acid. I don't even want to know what I just looked up just now.
The wrong thing.
Acid cocktail.
Molotov. I was so fucking close. A Molotov cocktail.
If by close you mean far away, you were close.
Also known as a petrol bomb, gasoline bomb, bottle bomb, fire bomb, is general use. Basically, like, it'll burn your skin off.
Sick. I've seen
people
that.
People have thrown it at other people. Like, it's like hate crime or...
People have, like, thrown it at people. Like, I've seen this a lot in, like, TV cop movies and cop shows and shit.
Like, they'll throw it at somebody, like... That's basically what he did. Like, it burn off her eyes. Like, you can't do that shit like that.
I actually see that a lot. Like, women that are in abusive relationships.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a whole nother beast. But, like, they'll do that because they want to fuck up the women's looks, you know, so they can't be with anybody else. I mean, it's really, really fucking sick and disturbing. Okay, I got one. His name is Brian. He went to another girl's prom and cheer camp in a town 3 hours away.
Cheer camp. I don't even want to know about
like,
that shit.
Like, this shit's starting in high school. They're going to your prom, and then they're going to another prom 3 hours away. Would you meet a girl on Instagram?
Dad. They're learning it from their dad. That's what
Why are you prom cheating? It's so much work. It is not worth it.
Prom hopping. You got to get a suit.
You can't prom hop. You got to get a suit.
You got to get a suit. You got to get a fucking limo. You got to get the fucking things for their wrist.
You're making $8 an hour as a high schooler. What are you doing wasting
prom
your
hopping.
Prom
That's
hopping?
Crazy.
It's crazy. Or you know what? How about this? Don't get a girlfriend in high school, you dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sean Murray, you piece of shit. You pay $20 for child support a month for your 3 and 4 year old. $20 a month. You know what I spend $20 a month on? Coffee. No, I spend $20 a week on coffee, and you can't even fucking $20 a month for 2 children.
You know what I don't get?
Sean Murray.
$20 a month. LOL. I wish I got $20 a month.
Yeah, what would you do with your $20 a month?
I'd do more than I'm doing now.
Where would you send the kids to, like, fucking sleepaway camp?
Oh, yeah. Live in large.
Live in large. I mean, Sean Murray, I really hope that you get your act together because this is embarrassing. $20 a month.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Oh, here's a story for you. My ex cheated. My ex cheated and got her pregnant. And then I ran him over with my car and moved to Vegas. I mean, if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it.
Go out with a bang.
Go out
and
with
then
a
move
literal
to
bang.
Fucking Vegas.
What's that bang I went out with? Oh, I just ran him over?
Yeah, fuck that.
This is great. Cheated multiple times and then lied and said he had cancer to try to get me back.
Is there a name?
I wish there was a name.
Wow.
I wish there was a name because he's a fuckface.
Wow.
And like, what a move. What a desperate. This is what happens. This is what's going to happen to Bella's man. He doesn't know what to do because he can't reach her. The cancer card. The fucking dirty one.
That's grimy.
Grimy.
Really grimy.
All right, let's read a few more. Let's roast a few more of these fuckers.
Okay.
Mike. Wow, Mike, you fucking were dating this girl for 5 years and you broke up with her in a text and she never heard from you again.
That's good.
I'm hoping the reason is That's you died.
Good. Yeah, we're hoping the text came from your mom.
I'm hoping the text was,
hi, this is
Mike's mom.
This is Mike's mom. He died. Sorry.
He can't be with you anymore.
He can't be with you.
He's dead.
Sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
Fucking Mike.
He's dead. Honestly, I'm just proud that we're not hearing like one name over and over. And I have to stick up for the Jays. I think we've only heard Jay names.
Yeah.
One time.
Jay with the Buick.
Justin. Maybe more than one time. But usually Jays are under attack at all times.
Left me Ethan. Ethan, this is great, Ethan. You left a girl in the dead of the night because your mom told you to.
That's great.
Mommy told you to leave her, so you did. Ethan.
That has Law and Order SVU written all
Ethan,
over
I'm
it.
Ethan, I'm concerned.
Yeah. Tell your mom it's not playtime anymore. You weirdos.
Greg, father of two. An actual human piece of shit who spends money on weed instead of rent. Where are you going to smoke the weed if you got nowhere to live, Greg?
I'm just going to stay quiet.
All right. Daniel Eckert.
Love a last name.
What flag is that, Canada?
Is it with the little maple leaf in between?
Yeah. It's Canada. Oh, Canada.
It's the little maple leaf. It is so cute. Daniel Eckert, Canadian fucker, cheated with a 17-year-old. Whoa.
I don't know what to say.
I do. Daniel Eckert, you're a fucking Canadian creep. Hashtag Canadian creep.
The pedophile for me.
Guys, this is all these stories.
There's like hundreds more that we can't even like get to because there's so many and it's so sad.
This is crazy. We need to end it. We need to end it.
End the madness.
End the madness. We need to end the madness. There's only one way to do this. We
block them.
We block them. We get stronger. We just put our foot down. We just have to know in 2022 that we deserve better. We do deserve better. We all deserve better. You know, when I think about my friends, like you have single friends that you just like love. Like I think about my girlfriends and I'm like, oh my God, they're so pretty. They're so talented. They're so smart. Like I don't like you guys are for the prize. We need to start looking at ourselves like the prize. I don't say that about men. I don't have any guy friends that I'm like, he's so funny and talented and smart.
He's
no.
the prize.
You know what I mean? Like all my girlfriends I'm in awe of. And I just, you need to look in the mirror. And like, it's like that meme where it's like a little kitty and in the reflection of the mirror is a lion.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same shit. And just enough with these guys in 2022. And I hope over the course of the season to hear from you guys on social media. And I hope to hear stories that, you know, you don't take any of these things from Tim and John and Billy anymore. Like, fuck them.
Fuck them.
What's our motto, Trey?
Fuck it. If you think you don't deserve more, yes, you do. 2022.
If you think you don't deserve more, you do. In 2022.
You do in 2022.
You fucking, I see the American flag waving behind Tracy right now.
It's got a little leopard where the blue stripes, blue
it's
star
the
should
Jersey
be.
Jersey American
it's
flag.
It's the Jersey American. It's, yes, you do in 2022.
You know, there's like Italian Americans or Jersey Americans. You do. 2022.
Deserve better.
You do deserve better. See you next Tuesday, baddies.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.